Last week, like a good medieval preacher, I decided to preach on one of the last four things, right? Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. So last week, I preached on death. If you missed it, it was recorded. So, you know, if you have nothing else going on your Sunday afternoon, you can listen to death. But I thought this week, I would give you guys something a little more happier. So I'd preach on heaven, another one of the last four things. It is important for us to meditate upon the last things, as the book of Sirach says, remember your last end, and you will never sin. Death, judgment, heaven, and hell are kind of the ultimate realities, the ultimate destinations for us. And so we have to reflect upon them. It helps put things in perspective. Today's opening prayer references the joys of heaven. It says, O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see and which also surpass every human desire. This is, of course, a reference to St. Paul, who says, what eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, and what has never entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him. That is heaven. By definition, heaven is a place, a condition, of perfect supernatural happiness, and it consists in the immediate vision of God, a place of perfect supernatural happiness consisting in the immediate vision of God. The essence of heaven is the vision of God. That is the essence. In this life, we see God, we know God, but we do so indirectly. The philosophers know him by looking at creation and reasoning back from creation to their creator, right? From the greatness and beauty of created things, their author can be seen. We know God more fully through his revelation of himself, sacred scripture, the apostolic tradition. We know God most fully in this life, probably in the Eucharist, but even then we don't see him directly. We don't see him face to face. He's hidden under the species of bread and under the species of wine. In heaven, then, we shall have our vision of God. As Paul says, now we see darkly as in a mirror, but then face to face. And John says, we shall see God as he is. Now God, the divine nature, infinite and perfect in every way, naturally transcends our minds. We cannot know God naturally as he is. So what God does in heaven is he lifts up the human mind. He lifts up the human person into his own blessed life. So we're no longer stuck sort of in this finite realm. We begin to partake of the infinite. That grace is called the Lumen Gloria, the light of glory. It is what is given to us so we have the vision of God. And then our minds can comprehend the infinite nature of God. And because God is infinite truth, our minds, which naturally desire to know, is filled with infinite truth. And it can contemplate this infinite truth. And it can wonder and be in awe of this infinite truth. And so the mind doesn't have to seek truth anyplace else. It can rest in it. Since God is infinite goodness, when we possess the beatific vision, our wills, which kind of drive us on to seek good things, like we do in this life, finite goods, creaturely goods, it now possesses an infinite good. Any good which we see in the world is possessed by God infinitely and eminently. And so our wills can now rest in the infinite good. It no longer needs to seek any other good because it has the good above all other goods. And then the infinite beauty of God, the infinite majesty of God fills us in awe, in wonder, and we can delight in it. And so what happens to the soul is it's caught up in these acts of knowledge, of love, and ultimately joy or fruition. And the soul is at rest. The body, when it rises, rises in glory. It's conformed to the risen Christ. So there's no longer pain or suffering. He shall wipe every tear from our eyes. It's no longer decay. You won't have your arthritis. I won't have my migraines. And because this crown of glory, the beatific vision, is called an eternal crown by our Lord, and Paul calls it an incorruptible crown, we never lose it. In the world, when we acquire good things, we also acquire worries, right? You have kids, which is joyful, and then you have to worry about them. I think you always worry about your kids. You get a new house, and then you have to worry about your house. And so we never have perfect security in this life. But that's not an issue with the beatific vision, because we possess it, and we know we will possess it for all eternity. We have peace, and we have security. That is sort of the essence of what heaven consists of. And then you add to that the fact that we are with the saints, with our loved ones, and that sort of adds an ancillary dimension to heaven. The reason why I think it's important to meditate briefly upon the mechanism of heaven and what heaven pertains is because it causes us to ask ourselves in this life, what are we seeking? What do we want? I know in my own life, as a penitent, whenever I confess sins, I often realize that what is happening is that God has placed in our hearts certain desires so that we would seek Him. We have a desire for happiness. We have a desire for joy. We have a desire for friendship and for intimacy. And God placed those desires in our hearts so that we would seek them through Him, because God alone satisfies. And what Satan does, because he's not creative, so he can never create, he can always only just kind of miscreate, is he takes these good desires, which are supposed to lead us to God, and he just knocks them astray. So instead of seeking happiness in God, we seek it in some creature. Instead of seeking delight and beauty in God, we seek it in something else. And so when we confess our sins, it is wise to go back and to ask yourself, what was I thinking? What was I seeking? What was I desiring when I committed this sin? How was my desire led astray? And how can I reorient it? And then when we ponder heaven and we ponder the goodness of God, we realize that our hearts are made for God and that they are restless, as Augustine says, until they rest in Him. And we stop trying to seek joy and happiness in other things, and we seek it in God alone.